Right now on Capitol Hill, it's the first test for the bipartisan immigration bill, which may face some new roadblocks because of the Boston bombing. The suspects, of course, were immigrants. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding what was expected to be a pretty straightforward hearing. Now, some Republicans want to slow the process, which led to some tension between the panel's leaders just moments ago.
Let no one be so cruel as to try to use the heinous acts of these two young men last week to derail the dreams and futures of millions of hardworking people. The bill before us would serve to strengthen our national security by allowing us to focus our border security and enforcement efforts against those who do us harm.
I think we're taking advantage of an opportunity when once in 25 years we deal with immigration to make sure that every base is covered.
Let's bring in Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, and MSNBC and NBC Latino contributor Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, professor at the University of Texas. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
So, Matt, we've heard from both sides, not just there, but over the weekend, slow it down, speed it up. Is there any clear vision of what this might mean for immigration reform?
I think it's already derailed it a little bit. It's certainly slowed it down. If you think about it, in modern history, any time that there's been an attack by an immigrant or a foreign-born national in this country, it has directly affected immigration politics and policy. The 1993, the first World Trade Center bombing, directly led to the 1996 immigration overhaul, which kicked a lot of immigrants off welfare and tightened up a lot of things there. After 9/11, there was a lot of different kind of the culture about immigration changed entirely. We had books defending internment, for crying out loud. So yeah, it's going to affect it. Anytime people feel threatened, even if there's no real rational connection to the actual underlying case, which I think is true in this case, it's going to affect things.
Well, let me play some sound from Senator Dick Durbin, who is, of course, a member of the Gang of Eight.
The worst thing we can do is nothing. If we do nothing, leaving 11 million people in the shadows, not making our borders safer, not having the information that comes from employment and these visa holders, we will be less safe in America. Immigration reform will make us safer.
Victoria, what's your take on this? What's this going to mean for immigration reform?
It absolutely will make us safer. I mean, first of all, we're going to see millions of more dollars going into border enforcement. One of the key provisions, though, is that we're going to have an effective visa entry and exit system. And the other part of it is we know who is in this country, because the part of the immigration reform that is really key here is that there is going to be extensive background checks for all of these people on the path to legalization. And interestingly enough, over 93% of undocumented persons support having these extensive background checks. But getting to what Matthew was saying earlier, we are going to be in a bit of a catch-22, because there is that emotional, visceral response to turn inwards. And usually time cools all heads, but time is something that we don't necessarily have, because as we've seen, that the momentum is something that would ensure that this provision goes forward, but at the same time, will people back off of it? So I think this is where we are right now in that catch-22.
Yeah, it kind of heightens some of the political differences, too. There have been rumblings, and there's a big headline in Politico this morning about the differences between freshman Senator Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Cruz critical of Rubio's pathway to citizenship plan. So what might be the fallout if these two Republicans, Matt, go head to head?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of future of the Republican Party that's going on between Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, also Rand Paul you can throw in there,
sure,
who gave a big speech about immigration reform a month or so back. I mean, the thing is, when immigration reform is comprehensive, because we're throwing everything in there, H-1B visas go here, low-skilled immigration from Mexico goes here, every little bit makes it more complicated and more susceptible to triggering some kind of do-not-fly zone for different groups. And with this attack in Boston, we might be introducing another one. So it's going to be very sensitive. I thought from the beginning this is going to be an uphill battle to get something comprehensive passed, and I think it should become more complicated now.
More complicated, Victoria? Will it delay it? Will it stall it? Will it make big chunks of it go away altogether?
I do see a big stall factor coming in, not from the Senate. We have seen in the past couple of days the Gang of Eight come out very forcefully, both Republicans and Democrats, representing their legislation. But what we're going to see the problem is in the House. And the House has already been skittish about this legislation, and they wanted to break it up. And I think here, because the momentum is starting to slow down, we're going to see the legislation not necessarily go through before summer recess. Summer recess comes along, and members of Congress go back to their districts. Constituents may be feeling very scared because of the bombings, and we start to see a bit of the health care panel reforms that we did a couple of years ago. So I think the House, because of that closer electoral connection, is going to be pumping the brakes a lot more forcefully than the Senate. The Senate, I don't see much of a problem. It will be a challenge, but we got to keep our eye on the House.
We'll keep watching that hearing as well today. Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, Matt Welch, thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Chris.